Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet. Make him the cutest
that I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips. Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted. And tell him
that his loss. Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. Next week is Thanksgiving. It's the official start of the holiday season. And unfortunately, it's also the start of predators who are looking for you, especially if you have something worth taking. So today I have Chief Bowers with me in the studio, and we're going to be talking about what you can do to stay safe during the holiday season. Stick with me today as we cover some smart ways to protect yourself from those thieves out there. It's going to be a great show. Good morning and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. So great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People here call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. And that's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. So Americans collectively lose $50 billion per year to fraud. Fraudsters and thieves are innovative professionals constantly reinventing the way to rip you off. When a fraud happens or a robbery happens, you're left not only with financial loss, but compromised identity and emotional distress. But there are ways to protect yourself, and today we'll be covering the common present-day scams and crimes, why they are successful, and some red flags that a scam may be afoot, and what you can do if it happens to you. My guest today is Chief of Police of Piedmont, Jeremy Bowers, and you'll find it only here on Protect Your Assets. Now, let's get started. Quite a week. We had the Dow basically flat, S&P down about 0.7%, NASDAQ off 1.6. Year-to-date, NASDAQ's off almost 30%. 10-year Treasury was up slightly for the week, flat, however. And oil dropped 9.8%. And year-to-date, it's only up 6.7%. So that's really come down quite a bit. The bond market as well. Bonds are off 13.2% for the year. And this week, we saw quite a bit of news with corporate earnings, and also FTX crypto came up in a big way this week. Had a lot of questions about, should I get out of my crypto, or did I lose everything, or what's going on with all that? So let's get into that, shall we? So first of all, we had a couple big announcements come out. Obviously, the FTX, whatever you want to call it, debacle. Doesn't mean the entire crypto industry and everything related to crypto is terrible. This was one particular exchange that frankly got out of hand. So there's no doubt there's going to be more regulation and things coming our way, but doesn't mean necessarily that everything related to crypto is over. So again, if you have any questions around that, give us a call or give your advisor a call, because there's more to know about it. Target this week, one of the larger retailers out there, had a pretty bad earnings, and that's what hurt the market early on. And then Micron Technology, obviously another technology company, had, again, some bad news about what's coming for 2023. And so that got everybody sort of worried about what the market was going to look like. And so that's why you had some volatility this week. And this just keeps happening. And so some of the phenomenon that we're seeing right now is that people are trying to trade this and trying to take advantage of what's out there. And I think the bottom line is the corporate news this past week wasn't real good, and it reminded people that markets will go down and that there is pressure coming on the 23 earnings as things start to slow down. And the S&P 500, frankly, is going to stick around that 4,000 level. I don't think we're going to really get through that before later next year. And so I think there's definitely room for problems to come up and more down markets. Sorry. So the key remains right now, inflation, and will inflation come down faster than the market thinks it will? Some takeaways we saw this week were the retail sales. This was an area where Looks like inflation's still around. The retail sales were better than expected, and this is the second solid data point we saw this week where it shows that consumers are still spending. They're remaining solid, and this is good. You know, it shows that the Fed is keeping things in balance and that we should have a soft landing, which will be good overall for the market. It's just going to take some time. But before you get too excited, there was a point out there about inflation that I don't like. And example of this was the retail sale number. And here's what I'm talking about. It rose 20%, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there were more sales. It means that costs went up. If you're buying your holiday turkey right now, or butter, or milk, you know you're paying 20 to 40% more for those things. So it's not really a reality, right? It's not like you're selling more things. It's just they just cost more. And so that was a problem. Second thing we saw this week was industrial production. The reason why I look at that is, as you know, normally I start talking about the number. But as I keep saying, these are not normal times. And as such, this type of analysis is not proper. We need to be looking at the utilization of the capacity, what's actually being produced. So let me explain that. Capacity utilization is a measure of how busy the factories are and how close they are to maximizing their ability to produce. And why this relates back to inflation, because think of it this way. If capacity utilization is at 50%, that means that the U.S. economy is using 50% of their capacity. If we're only using half, then that means there's not a lot of pressure on labor or other resources. However, if the capacity utilization is 80%, that means the U.S. economy is using almost all of their capacity. And that's going to result in demand for more labor, demand for more materials, which increases the price of those things. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because after several weeks of capacity utilization above 80%, this is the first time we've seen it fall below that number. And so that may not seem like a lot because it went down to 79%, but it's the right direction. And so this mild decline is another indicator of what I'll call disinflation. It's obviously still way above where I'd like it to be, but I'm looking for that 78 level and to see that continue to fall, because that means that the Fed will then start to pivot, start to think about dropping rates, which will, again, just be a nice tailwind for the market. So as of yet, there's really no sign of a collapse in activity, but this is a better sign that we're going to have a soft landing, and that's a good thing. So let's switch now to a lot of questions I'm getting about short-term interest rates. There's a lot of great yield right now on short-term treasuries, 2 years, CDs. I'm having a lot of people ask about that. Maybe we should just sell everything and move it to these safe, you know, low-yielding investments now because they're paying more like 3, 4, maybe even 5%. What's wrong with that? Consider this. Since 2009, the Fed fund rate has averaged 0.6%. spending just 469 days above the 2% level. Again, this is since 2009. Similarly, the 10-year Treasury yield has averaged 2.3% over that time, only topping 3% for just about 600 days. So as a result, the term TINA has been widely used to describe the investment environment over the last decade and a half, standing for there's no alternative. But this is in reference to the condition created by monetary policy stimulus, in which low bond yields offer no compelling alternative to equity market returns. With inflation running hot, Fed raising rates, now there is an alternative. And so should you move all of your money into these short-term yielding insured federal treasury bonds and so forth? Well, think about this. Risk is a door that swings both ways. And why I think that might be a bad idea is consider this. I think that there's more upside than downside in stocks over the long haul right now, particularly if you look at the bond market as well, because I think most of the pain, particularly in the bond market, has been endured. And we're going to see hiccups ahead, yes, but I also think that the upside and the coming out of this is closer than a lot of people think. Second, there is a case that longer-term rates peaked in October. And if that proves to be the case, history shows that stocks and bonds over the 2 years following the peak, when you look at 10-year rates, will outpace the return that the two-year was paying at that time. The only exception to that was in 2002. But consider this, a balanced 65-35 portfolio, it's according to A.G. Edwards, outperformed the two-year yield in about 10% rate of return. So when you're looking from 1981 to 2020, there's just a brief period of time where that didn't work. But as we start to come out of that, when that Fed pivots, I think we're looking at some pretty good returns. Now, inflation-adjusted returns, if you're buying these 4 and 5% bonds right now, when those mature, what are you going to do if rates are then lower at that time? You're going to be stuck, particularly if the markets now have come back. And so while CDs and short-term treasury bonds can provide more predictable yield, don't lose sight of your longer-term goal, as well as the impact that inflation and the price of that turkey is going to cost you when you're retired. And obviously, don't forget about bonds, because bond returns have definitely gotten crushed this year as the Fed has really historically raised rates more than they have ever in such a short period of time. And so while these rates are attractive, bond prices will fall eventually, and that'll mean your bond value will increase. And so if you're out of those things, you just lost out on that. So don't fall into that trap. So be careful. I'm not saying on your short-term money, you know, don't look at some of these things, but on the longer-term assets, I would suggest that you stick with it. So tactically, what should you do right now? Well, I continue to recommend that you hold things that are defensive, like the utilities, like the minimum volatility, like value. That's where we're investing, because I believe the next major market story is going to be a slowing economy. And the sectors that have outperformed over the past several months, as we've been through this pretty volatile time, I think will continue over the next several months until we really get that clear signal that the Fed's going to pivot and something's going to happen. So what are the support levels? As you know, the S&P got to 3965. We hit 4007 on Tuesday. I need us to get through 4023 before it moves up. And the next stop above that's 4110. So not a lot of room there. What about the downside? Support level right now is 3902, and then it's 3807, 3720, and then 3492. All right, so write those down. If you are someone who is interested in the market, there it is. No matter how sophisticated you think you are, today's thieves are becoming more innovative each and every day. Find out what they're doing and how you can protect yourself and your family from being ripped off during this holiday season. Keep it right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. That's me. And people call me that because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week. If you're just tuning in right now, today we're going to be talking about the holiday season and how thieves are out there right now preying on people, shopping, and all kinds of crazy stuff. So my guest today, thank you for coming in, is Chief of Police, Piedmont Police Department, Jeremy Bowers, who's going to help educate us on the biggest targets and some of the things you can do right now to protect yourself, particularly when you're out there holiday shopping. So there's nothing worse than realizing after the fact that someone took advantage of you. There's shock, there's awe, there's anguish. You beat yourself up by saying, why didn't I know better? Or I shouldn't have done that. So good morning, Chief Bowers. How are you?
I'm doing well, David. How are you doing?
Good.
Good to be here with you.
So good to have you in the studio this morning. In fact, how was the coffee?
Coffee was phenomenal. Highly recommend it.
Thank you. We do enjoy that. Anyway, Let's talk about something that happens to, let's say, folks who are thinking about retiring. So the 65 older crew here in California, we call them seniors. Can't believe I'm getting near that age. But anyway, let's talk about what is financial abuse or even senior abuse, elder abuse? What is that?
You know, the key there is the age, like you mentioned, and it's all those types of crimes that everybody's afflicted with, but it's targeted at folks who are 65 and older. And so we're talking everything from physical abuse, in some circumstances, sexual abuse, neglect, isolation, some very tough stuff, but and then ultimately financial abuse as well. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about elder abuse.
And what are some of the red flags that someone could realize that perhaps they're being targeted or that they're maybe the victim of a elder abuse situation?
Yeah, you know, really when you're talking about the different areas of abuse, you know, being mindful of those red flags is critical. I mean, with neglect, you know, if you have a family member, looking at things like poor hygiene, sores with sudden weight loss, things such as that. Obviously, physical injuries are pretty self-evident. But when we're talking about financial abuse, you want to look at things such as like sudden withdrawals of funds or closing of bank accounts. That's an indicator, a red flag. Sudden involvement in previously like an uninvolved relative who all of a sudden is now involved, you know, or a caregiver or those quote unquote, I'm using air quotes because we're on the radio, but the new friend that pops up in the life of the person. In the reality of a lot of this elder abuse, there's definitely scams out there, but unfortunately and tragically, a lot of folks, elders who are abused by somebody who they know, somebody who's in the circle, could be a distant family member, those types of things. So that's the tragic part of it that people really need to be aware of, is that it's frequently a known suspect.
How do you see that? You know, let's talk about that. Cause it is, look, this is a holiday season now, families getting together. These are the times where these things can start to happen. I mean, it could literally start this week, right? It's Thanksgiving, kids are home. From my experience, a lot of it is driven by the kids of the parents in that they, you know, for whatever reason, financially they're in trouble. They come to their parents to help them out. But then it gets into a situation where the kids start to get aggressive. The kids start to think it's theirs. They start to, you know, not only take advantage, but just actually physically, take control of checkbooks and accounts and calling their advisors and saying, move money to me and so forth. You know, from a law enforcement standpoint, do you get phone calls about this? I mean, what are some of the things that you see going on out there that people can take away saying, huh, maybe I am being a victim?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do see it periodically. The holidays, when families come together, tends to sometimes increase these types of interactions. And so what we really encourage people to do is to have a plan on the front end of it, in terms of legally, you know, for assets and whatnot, but also to have the conversations with the family members, you know, and families with multiple kids. You know, unfortunately, it is the reality that you're going to have a circumstance where you're going to have a child that's going to seek to take advantage for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And so building that trust within the family that you have individuals, you know, hopefully more than one that are looking out for the parents as they're aging, and having the pragmatic conversations of, hey, as they get older, you know, how are we going to safeguard the integrity of their assets, and how are we going to do that? And getting legal advice is key and paramount, but a plan is critical.
Do you get phone calls from seniors who think, you know, this just happened to me and what should I do? Does that happen?
Okay. We do get those calls. We do field those reports. And we're fortunate in Piedmont that we can be responsive to that and give people.
Yeah. We all laugh because we're here in Oakland. That was my comment, by the way.
Yeah. So we can be responsive and get involved and make sure that we're conducting an investigation, but also getting other entities involved. Like Alameda County Social Services or the District Attorney's Office.
Absolutely. So, and we were talking about that earlier when it comes to title on property now. This is something that's great that's going on in California. If a deed changes ownership, the county assessor's office sending out a letter to the previous owner on title saying, hey, did you transfer this title? And if you didn't, you know, call us. In most cases, it's the district attorney line where they can call. What are some resources people can go to get some help, Chief Bowers?
Well, first and foremost, again, if folks are concerned that they've been victimized or just have a question, contact your local law enforcement agency. And again, you know, some are going to be more responsive than others, but start there. In addition to that, what folks can also do is, again, Adult Protective Services.
Who is Adult Protective Services? What does that mean?
Yeah, so Alameda County Social Services has a component within it called Adult Protective Services, or AAPS, and they're charged with all aspects of folks who are 65 and older or disabled in some way, of just looking out for them, looking out for their best interests. And so they have caseworkers, social workers that navigate all aspects of that social network to make sure that they have an advocate and they can interact and liaison with law enforcement. So Adult Protective Services here in Alameda County, and that exists in multiple counties. I know you have listeners outside of Alameda County, and, right. and this, that component definitely exists elsewhere. For Alameda County residents, you know, they can contact Adult Protective Services. They have a 24-hour hotline. It's 1-866-CALL-APS, Adult Protective Services.
Okay.
The Alameda County District Attorney's Office, talking about the
They're
real
great.
Estate components.
Well, they have been great. I know I've had some financial things going on. I've testified for them. They're so anyway, how do they just call the District Attorney's Office and say, hey, this just happened, and then there's a field investigator? Is that usually?
Exactly. So there's a real estate fraud unit within the Alameda County District Attorney's Office, and folks can contact them directly by calling 510-383-8600. And they also have an online real estate fraud form, and that mechanism that gets the ball rolling if there's inquiries or concerns that people can access from their website. Big shout out to Deputy DA Bridget Lowe, who's been working with our department to raise awareness, particularly with our seniors, on these issues in Piedmont.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that's okay. No, it helps when they come out and they talk about it, that's out there, people then know. So again, if something you're just not sure, you know, one of the big things that we see is again, you got into a situation, you feel you're embarrassed, first of all, right? You're embarrassed because you're an adult and you think you've got this covered, and now this happened, you just lost a significant amount of money because of a scam or something like that. You know, just to reach out and ask for help and just say, hey, this just happened, or you're in a position where they're asking you for a lot of money and you don't know what to do before you make that decision. Certainly call any of these numbers that Chief Bowers is talking about, or reach out to your financial advisor, or reach out to your attorney, reach out to somebody who you can have a conversation with before you write that check or before you hit that send button. It's a good idea to just talk to somebody. If you'd like my free guide on how to protect your retirement, then give us a call right now at 866-PROTECT. You can talk to someone right now. We have folks right here in the studio ready to talk to you today. 866-PROTECT, or you can text PYA for Protect Your Assets. Text PYA to 797979 on your smartphone. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say the holiday season is full of goodwill to others. Find out the truth. Find out what's going on right now. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show, Protect Your Assets, hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. And protecting yourself has become so much more important right now, as we're commonly hearing about violent physical attacks, follow home robberies. If you're in the restaurant, walking down the street, shopping, criminals are innovative. They become professional at this. Even the homeless right now are figuring out ways to break in and steal things from you. So when crime happens, you're left not only with the financial loss and devastation of maybe losing things that were important to you, but also your identity could be compromised. You could be dealing with emotional distress. All sorts of things come from this. But there are ways to protect yourself, and that's why today I have Piedmont Police Chief Jeremy Bowers in the studio with me, and we are going to talk about what you can do to protect yourself right now as the holiday season gets going. So let's start out with this one. It's time for our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't know. So here's one they say, Chief. They say that holidays are filled with goodwill and love for your fellow citizens. Is that really true?
Well, they, in general, yes, but not all.
Yes. What is the reality? Especially when it comes, this is one that you told me about. I couldn't believe it. You're out shopping, right?
Yeah.
What happens next? I mean, let's walk through this scenario. So what is this follow home robbery deal?
Yeah. So, we've been seeing this in Southern California, and a little bit of the concern is, it may come up north, but the follow home robberies, folks are out and about shopping for the holiday seasons for their loved ones at brick and mortar stores.
It's going to start this Friday, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And they're out and they're buying packages and whatnot. And instead of being confronted at the areas where they're shopping, particularly in high end areas, it stands to reason that if they're going to go home, they're going to have a nice place that they live with additional things of value there. And so they're actually followed home.
Hmm.
And then accosted at their house.
Wow.
Where, robberies can happen inside the homes and whatnot. So that's been something that has been happening in Southern California. And so it's just wanting to bring that awareness up north here that that's something folks need to be aware of. And they need to be aware of their environment and themselves when they're out and about. It's not to be paranoid, but be aware.
So what does that mean? I mean, let's talk about that, because it was, you brought that up. I was out last night, had a conversation with a friend about this subject, and it turns out that his wife was a victim of this, went to the Restoration Hardware in San Francisco, literally drove back to Danville, and had a pretty bad situation happen along these lines. And I guess, what can you do when you go to a nice store like that to not bring attention to yourself? It's as simple as driving a different car, maybe, or what you wear. Or, I mean, walk us through some of the things just as far as what you're projecting in the world that you should or should not do.
Yeah, we all work hard for the things that we're able to have and accumulate, and you want to enjoy them, right? But you just need to be mindful about it. We did have an epidemic in this local region in Oakland, and we had one in Piedmont where people were getting robbed for their Rolex watches.
Wow.
And we were able to find the suspects in our case in Piedmont and arrest them and get the gentleman's watch back, which was very satisfying.
Yeah.
But just being cognizant of when and where you're going to be wearing or driving around or wearing things like watches and having purses and whatnot, and keeping a low profile is what you want to do
So wear your sweats.
Be aware. Yeah. Wear your sweats, be casual. But, a lot of times we walk around with our phones and we're engrossed in our phones and not having our head up from the phones and seeing who's around and what's around. And, if you're driving home from a store and you've seen somebody following you, you're not going to be aware of that if you're plugged into your phone all the time. And so if you do happen to see those types of things, and you think you're being followed or whatnot, call your local police department, drive to your local police department, let them know. Better be safe than sorry in those circumstances.
So if you think you're being followed and the local police is on your way home, do you just pull up out in front of the police police station, just walk in? Is
absolutely.
That ask for help?
Absolutely. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. That's definitely a tactic that can be employed. Don't go home. I mean, if you think you're being followed, go to a well-populated, well-lit. Obviously, if you can get to a police department, that's even better. Contact dispatch on your phone and let them know what you're seeing and feeling, and they'll help you out.
Do you just call 911, or how do you connect with the dispatch?
Yeah, I mean, you want to, in those circumstances, call 911. Obviously, you're going to be driving in those circumstances.
Sure.
So call 911, and you may, depending upon where you're at, get switched around and whatnot,
uh-huh.
But you'll eventually get to somebody who can give you sage advice on how to deal with that situation.
Good. The other one is when, as you come home, right, especially it's darker now earlier, particularly if you park your car on the street or you go in your garage, what are some things you can do if someone has followed you home, has parked, has already gotten out and is ready for you? You know, what can you do to be ready for them before you get yourself in a position?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the big things with those situations is, you know, in Piedmont, we have our crime prevention mantra, Core Four, you know, where the C in core is your, you know, being aware of your car. The O is being aware of, you know, oneself. The R is your residence, and E is your environment. And so really around your home, you want to employ the three L's, your locks, your lights, and your landscaping. You want to have well-lit areas. It's all about hardening the target and making you a less inviting victim than perhaps somebody else. And so you do that by the way in which you carry yourself, your awareness around your area, where you park your car, the fact you don't keep anything in your car. I mean, that's a big one, right? Car break-ins. Don't keep anything. Don't even hide, you know, electronic devices in your car, because there's devices that can detect those Bluetooth signals that crooks are using these days. Mm. So it's all about, you know, video surveillance, having video surveillance in your home to be able to, you know, capture incidents. It's all about really bolstering your, you know, yourself as not an inviting victim to folks who are out there so they can move on. Unfortunately, hopefully they'll move on to somebody else. But in terms of protecting yourself, those are some of the things you can
make
do.
It tougher on that. And how about, like, if you park in, so I know particularly in San Francisco, you know, there's these bigger garages that are near these centers, particularly around the Union Square area. I know I've heard about things around there. You know, when you pull into a garage and you park and you're in a garage, right, should you just get out of your car or should you look around? I mean, what are some things you could do just to make sure that you're lowering the chance of something happened to you at that point in time?
Well, there's some basics. You know, when you go shopping, you know, number one, don't go in by yourself. If you can go shopping with a friend, there's strength in numbers, to quote the Warriors. And in addition to that, there's also, you know, the time of day when you're going shopping, and parking in well-lit areas, well-populated areas that, you know, you don't want to go in the deep, dark, you know, area of the parking structure, right, where there's nobody else around.
Sure.
Obviously. So those are some considerations.
Okay.
And then a lot of parking lots and parking garages are now employing their own surveillance towers that have cameras and lights, and they really draw attention. So if you can get to one of those posts in a parking lot or parking structure to park in and around those areas, you know, they're very visible to folks, everybody, including folks who would be interested in committing crime. And parking near there may help you in terms of dissuading somebody from victimizing.
And let's talk about this real quick too. Like, let's say you do, because there's a lot been going on, obviously, with, and I'm not just picking on homeless here, but there has been situations in cafes and on the street and in garages, sure, and businesses and even homes where people are getting attacked. And sure. So what can you do if you're first of all, you come up on that, it's on you now before you know it. You know, obviously, if you see it across the street, keep walking. If they're coming at you, maybe across the street before they get to you. I mean, just being, again, aware, not looking at your phone, right?
Exactly.
But let's just say you get in a situation where you're faced with this life or death situation. What do you recommend someone does?
Well, first and foremost, if you're involved in it, you know, trying to extricate yourself from the situation as quickly as possible. If it's a situation where somebody is, you know, trying to take something from you, like a robbery type mm-hmm. situation, no amount of personal property is worth your physical safety or your life. So just comply is my message with that. But in terms of if you get attacked or whatnot, you know, calling attention, believe it or not, there's actually a lot of people out there that will come to your aid and help you. We've seen that locally, you know, in a couple of recent events that have been on the news with restaurants and people, yep, restaurant workers getting attacked inside and patrons coming to their aid. So you want to be loud. You want to get people's attention that you're being attacked. Ask for help. Yell for help. And just at the end of the day, do everything you can to extricate yourself from that situation as quickly as possible. But the awareness is the key to prevent yourself from even getting the situation in the first place.
Thank you. That's really good news. Information. We're going to come back. I know there's a lot to talk about. And so I hope this is helping everybody out there. Did you know right now that you can get 13% 13% right now, and I have something that will protect your principal on the downside as well. I haven't seen a rate like this in a long time. If you want to find out how to get more interest right now, call this number, 866-PROTECT. That's 866-776-8328. If lines are busy, call back, 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, what's one of the easiest ways to protect yourself right now? Find out from myself and the chief as we come back. Keep it right here. You are listening to Protect Your Assets.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning with Thanksgiving week upon us. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Holiday season is the start, really, to many, many sorts of things when it comes to criminal activity. And so I thought it'd be a great idea to get Police Chief Jeremy Bowers in this morning with us to talk about what's going on and how you can protect yourself. So, Chief, let's talk about some common thefts that are going on right now. There's two that you brought up on the break. What's one of the big ones here happening?
'Tis the season, right? So Cyber Monday signals the start of the holiday shopping season. We'll be online, a lot of online shopping. So package thefts tend to creep up at this time of year. And so really advocating for folks to be thoughtful in terms of how they're going to get their packages once they've ordered them so they can put them
under the tree.
Under the tree, yeah. Or Nora, whatever.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And so key here is talk to your neighbors, you know. Do it as a community. You know, if you have a package delivered, talk to your neighbors about when they will be delivered, or establish some understandings that, hey, if your neighbor sees a package out on your front door, they're going to pick it up for you and pull it in. Exactly.
Good.
And you know, think about subscribing to the delivery alerts that are out there. A lot of companies will have delivery alerts, and you can track your packages.
Okay.
Do that, you know, so you can understand where they're going to be. A physical person being there to accept a package is the base case scenario.
All right.
Don't let it even get to sit on your porch. And then finally, you know, if you can't do that, have your package delivered elsewhere. You know, if you're fortunate enough to have a place of business where you can have it delivered to, again, where there's somebody that can accept it, that's something that you should consider in terms of avoiding package thefts and things such as that. Obviously, you have the Ring doorbells and those types of things,
right.
Home surveillance, so you can be at home and get an alert. That helps as well. So you can tell somebody, hey, I saw a package got dropped off. Can you go pick it up?
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. And what about this other one I've heard about with these catalytic converters? I mean, what's going on with that?
Catalytic converter theft is going rampant throughout the country. There's been some good news. There's been some major busts. Local, state, and federal partners have busted some huge rings, but it's still going on. And so why are catalytic converters being stolen? So those catalytic converters contain rare metals responsible for basically converting smog-causing pollutants into less harmful compounds. And so there's a lot of precious metals in those that can be recycled, and so that's why it is happening. So folks can protect their vehicle from catalytic converter thefts because it's quite expensive if you get it ripped off. It's a couple grand to get it replaced.
And how long does it take to get one of those back? I mean, it's probably not easy to get it either.
No, I mean, it's tough, but if you go to a local shop or smog, they'll put them back on for you, and you want to do that because it's really it could damage your car and damage and harm the environment.
Sure.
But they're quite expensive to repair. But you can do a couple things to prevent it.
Okay.
And again, these things, I mean, they're like, they'd give NASCAR a run for their money in terms of the pit crews.
Is that right?
Quickly they take these things off, a couple of minutes, yeah. But basically, you can install a theft prevention device on your catalytic converter. You can get it welded on, braced on, but we have started to see them even
cut that
and get around that. You can mark your catalytic converter, get your VIN etched into it. So that if it does get taken, number one, recyclers can note it and see it and perhaps not take it and make a report to the police.
Sure.
Or if the police in one of these big roundup stings we can get, we can at least, you know, the person could at least be charged criminally because you can prove that that catalytic converter came to this vehicle and it's in fact stolen.
All right.
The other thing is adjust your car's alarm so that it's the sensitivity is if it gets if there's a vibration there, it will go off and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it'll scare the person away or at least alert you to call the police to come out. We get that all the time in Piedmont where folks, you know, 3 a.m, whatever, hear something and they look through their window and it's somebody doing it and they call us and we are able to get out there. What I would say is right now in our region where we're at, is don't confront these people.
That's important, right? Because there was a case, right, locally where that guy got shot.
Exactly. And we've encountered a number of these catalytic converter thefts or thieves in Piedmont who are carrying ghost guns and firearms. So don't confront them. Call your local police department. Call 911. Again, you'll have some that are going to be more responsive than others, but that's the best thing to do because we are seeing that. They're carrying weapons.
Okay.
And then, you know, finally, you know, if you have a garage and you're fortunate enough to have a garage that fits a car,
sure.
You know, put it in your garage. That's the best thing to do to avoid getting your catalytic converter stolen.
Great information. Thank you for that. Thank you for coming in today.
It's great.
Really
it's great
good having you here. Yeah, it was wonderful. So, happy Thanksgiving again to everybody, all the listeners out there. And I know retirement is a big transition for a lot of you. Changes your financial life, your way of life. So this is why it's important to work with a financial planner to create a retirement plan so you can start making those decisions as soon as possible. And that way you can spend more time focusing on what you enjoy and what matters to you. You can start to build your own custom financial plan or even get a second opinion about the one you're using right now by connecting with me or a member of my team. How do you do that? Well, you pick up the phone right now and you give us a call, 866-PROTECT. Again, it's 866-776-8328. Find out what's working for others right now during these volatile markets and how you still can retire, even if you maybe lost 20 or 30%. 866-PROTECT is the number. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, Adrian, Phil, Sean, thank you guys for doing what you do back there. And of course, Chief Bowers for coming in. Really appreciate it. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.